Dave, a frustrating afternoon all round. What are your thoughts on the match?
I thought we were excellent today. In terms of work rate, commitment, effort, shape. Obviously, we all know it's a difficult place to come and play and we're going to concede possession, but considering the amount of goals we've been leaking and the amount of mistakes we've made in a lot of the first five games, I thought players can't give us any more, you know, in terms of their attitude, their application. Obviously, 0-0 at half-time, just a disappointing goal because we've said at half-time we've got to try and stop crosses coming to the box. It's got in too easy, not applied any pressure to the ball into the box, and again, so look, you know, it's come off the crossbar on it, post and gone in. So then after that, obviously, we're chasing the game, so we've made some changes, changed our shape to try and get back in it. And you know, they're going to pick you off, aren't they? They've hit the bar a couple of times, but you expect that. If you're chasing the game, we could have just tried to leave it as long as possible and stick behind the ball for all game, but we wanted to try and get back in the game. But I can't ask for any more of the players. They're giving us absolutely everything at the minute, and it'll turn.
And the biggest positive must be the fact it was a totally different defensive display from the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, outstanding, weren't we? You know, and look at Johan, you know, putting bodies on the line. I thought Ellis Story at the end, you know, that's how we try and stop crosses. And the amount of times that they shift it well and, you know, they play the pitch fantastically well. You know, Stockport are a very, very good side. And they're going to be in the top five, no doubt about that, or top seven, what you want to call it now. And probably every chance of, you know, challenging for the title. So to come here and frustrate them first half, one lapse of concentration, not getting tight down their left winger, and he puts a decent ball in the box. Lad gets a bit of luck finishes in the box, but defensively I thought we were excellent all game.
And possibly a solution to the goalkeeping problem, Henrik had a good debut.
He did what was asked of him today. You know, he was a big presence, made good decisions, made a couple of really good saves, which, you know, down to his left and right, which you expect goalkeepers to do, innit? You know, while the other 10 are running around the pitch putting the bodies on the line and putting shift in, goalkeepers, all they've got to do is catch it and distribute it well and organise, and he did all three of them really well.
And Lewis Collins got on for a bit. How do you feel he did?
I thought he did well, didn't he? Come on and, you know, got on the ball, tried to make things happen, put foot in. Obviously, we've got one or two walking wounded, but he came on today and got on it, like I said, trying to make things happen, and he looks decent.
And having another game so soon, is it just a case of asking the players to go and rest for a day or two? Or
yeah. Yeah, they're obviously put an unbelievable amount of work in today to this game. What we've got is a really determined group. You know, they're hurting in there because the results haven't been what we should have got, to be honest. The amount of goals we've scored, the amount of times we've been, you know, pegging back teams to get back to 4-4. You know, we've led in four out of the six games, and they're learning on the job. They're learning. You know, a new group, we've got, 13, 14 new players. You know, some teams, they can gel straight away. You know, a lot of players in here not played at this level before. And, you know, like I say, we're learning on the job, but I can't ask for anything. If we were getting turned over and we were losing football matches by 3-0, 4-0, you know, we'd be having real issues here. But I can see so many, many bright things, you know, with this group. And one thing they have got is a desire to go out there and put a shift in. And when you've got players to do that and you can touch up here and there, then you're going to win football matches and, you know, make no bones about it. Then boys in there can't wait for Monday.
And is that an overriding frustration that on another day you could have been sat with 4 or 5 victories already this season?
Well, that's fact. That's fact. You know, we should be sat here with more victories, but individual errors cost us. What can we do about that? You know, if they make the wrong decision at the wrong time and drop things or don't get tight or back pass to the goalkeeper when it's not on and it goes to, you know, these individual errors, they kill you. So, but our all-round games, we're very, very, very promising. And we could have easily been sat here on 10 points. We're not. We are where we are. But, you know, if we can, you know, touch up on one or two things, there's a lot of potential in this group. And like I said before, they're not the best paid players in the league. They're not, you know, they're here for because they want to do well. They want to do well for games between the two. We all do. And, you know, can't wait for Monday.
And plenty of positives to take the team into Monday, confident of a victory.
Always confident of victory. Was confident coming here and getting a victory. We had a different style of play today, which worked for 50, 60 minutes until they got the goal, and then we had to be more expansive, which left us open a little bit. But confident every game we go into. You know, we need to regroup, dress ourselves down. Like I said, we've got one or two knocks in there, which is concerning. But you just look at the when you've got players throwing bodies in front of the ball and you know, prepared to get themselves hurt to stop them getting in our box, then they're all positive signs. And, you know, like you say, it's we put a stop to the crazy goals against Colham today, and with another bit of luck on a different day, we could have got something out of the game.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.